Hey y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast. We your host, Diamond and Silk, and Silk Old Silk.
Diamond Old Diamond.
Okay, so a lot of stuff has jumped off this week.
Yeah.
But you know, before we get started, I want you all to stop right now.
Stop.
And I want you to subscribe to this podcast, so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at Diamond and Silk Bookstore.
And if you would like to be a sponsor for this podcast, feel free to send your email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to check us out over there at Chatit, chatdit.com.
Silk?
Yeah.
Okay, so some stuff jumped off.
Yeah.
And Project Veritas is trending.
That's right.
So, he done found out some information.
Uh-huh.
And listen, we talked to him. And I want you all to join the conversation.
Come on.
Come on. Please welcome to the show the founder of Project Veritas, James O'Keefe. James.
James.
Great to be with you.
Oh, my God. Wow. Listen, a lot of stuff has jumped off. A lot of stuff has jumped off the past week.
Yeah.
But I want to get into what you found out about Facebook first. We know that they've been censoring a lot of things.
Yeah.
When it comes to this pandemic, when it comes to certain medications, and you exposed some things. Catch us up on what you exposed.
Well, that was Morgan Common, who's a Facebook engineer, and he had documents from Facebook showing what's called vaccine hesitancy. So they're censoring people on Facebook depending upon their score that Facebook assigns you. If you're questioning the vaccine or even talking about it in any way, even if it's factually accurate things you're saying, Facebook will still censor you. So these documents came out. Morgan was fired from Facebook. He's part of our whistleblower program. And it's all these people inside these different organizations are coming to Project Veritas. So in the past, we do more undercover work ourselves. And now people come to us from inside Facebook. We had another Facebook person give us a recording of Mark Zuckerberg himself expressing hesitancy about the vaccine. Mark updated his thinking, but it just shows the hypocrisy because they can say whatever they want to say on their end, but the American people have all types of views, and these tech companies are playing judge and jury and censoring you without you knowing it. So Morgan was fired from Facebook, and Project Veritas was able to raise him $500,000 to go directly to him and his family. And he was a brave person. He lost his job for everyone knowing what's going on.
Wow. Go ahead.
So what is the plan about going after Facebook for censoring our voices, violating our First Amendment rights? Is there a plan involved?
Well, I think our plan is to expose it. Our plan is to show people what they, I think journalism is about showing people things that they don't want seen public, taking the private and making it public. So I don't think I think the plan is these companies, Facebook should not, they should be open about what they're doing. If they have a policy, they should tell us what it is. If their policy is to elect Democrats, simply say that is your policy. Don't hide it from people. If your policy is to censor people who say anything about COVID, tell us what that is. And if they're not able or willing to tell us, Diamond and Silk, then Project Veritas will blow the whistle on you. We will just publish it without you wanting us to, because I don't think Congress is going to do anything about this. I don't think they can. I don't think they have the votes or the will, or they're afraid, or they're bought off, or whatever the case may be. So it's important for people on the inside to come to Project Veritas.
Wow. So you spoke about journalists, and there was a journalist that came out and ousted Fox or Fox News Corp. Tell us about that.
So that was a local Fox reporter. Ivory Hecker is her name. She works in Houston, Texas for Fox 26. And during her live broadcast, she announced on a few days ago that she was going to Project Veritas with recordings. And she recorded her bosses there in Houston, Texas for Fox 26, which is an affiliate news station. And they were telling her not to cover hydroxychloroquine stories. And they were saying, it's not about what our audience wants. It's about what our CEO and our bosses want. So it's more of like these corporate pressures. And none of it too surprising, but it is amazing that Ivory was willing to basically lose her job she went on the air and said this, and it was amazing. If you haven't seen it, she goes on and says, you know, by the way, she's reporting on a heat wave, and she transitions to talking about how the company is muzzling her, and then she goes right back to talking about air conditioners. So
she
did it in a really cool way. And Ivory has inspired a lot of other people inside news networks to come to us.
Okay, right. Do you feel like we are being, our country is being hijacked by media and social media when they don't report, when it's biased, when it's only one narrative? Do you sense that?
I do. I think that media has more power than government. And I saw that, you know, even in my own life, you know, the New York Times, I'm suing the New York Times for defamation. And it's like the tech companies work with the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN. So the tech the newspapers have power because the tech companies prefer their narrative in the algorithms. So they will always prefer the New York Times reporting over mine. They will choose that narrative, and they will help propagate it and distribute it. So that's how it works. The New York Times has more power than all three branches of government because they work with Google and Twitter and Facebook. So it's important for us to expose the media. And if you work inside these institutions, my recommendation to you is to come to Project Veritas. As a result of what Ivory Hecker did, we have, I don't know, dozens of these whistleblowers now coming to us in the last couple of days, including more people working as local reporters who want to do what Ivory did.
Okay, so now I understand all of this different stuff that's coming out as it pertains to Mark Zuckerberg and the money that he allocated towards the election. Do you believe that this was election interference?
Well, I don't know what to call it. I think that they certainly are having more of an impact on the election than anything. Mm-hmm. And they should be open about their partisan influences. We've had a couple of whistleblowers come to us and record Mark Zuckerberg's Zoom meetings with his senior staff. And they say that they feel uncomfortable. A guy named Nick Clegg, who is a Facebook executive, he's actually from the United Kingdom, but they have all these people on a Zoom call. And he said that they're basically writing the rules as they go, that they're given so much power to influence people, billions of people all across the world. And he says, we're trying to figure out how to deal with this issue. But what I think is they should be transparent about the fact that they're basically, you know, partisan in nature.
Right.
Yeah.
Help a political party. And then if they're honest about that,
right.
The problem is they're dishonest about that. And they say they're just a platform that's protected by this Section 230 law, which makes it so that, you know, that they're protected. They're not, you can't sue them. But I will tell you that I'm suing Twitter for defamation. Section 230 does not protect Twitter from me. And they said they had banned me. They said I was creating fake accounts. I've never created a fake account in my life. So I'm suing them in a federal court, state court rather.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You mentioned our Congress.
Yeah.
And, you know, our Congress took an oath to uphold our Constitution. They swore to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see how Facebook, operating as a corporation in the United States of America, can deny people their freedom of speech and our Congress don't step up to protect us. If they go to a bakery and want to take in and get rid of a baker because a baker refused to bake a cake, why can't Congress hold these social media companies accountable?
Well, they have to pass a law, and to pass a law, you need a majority in the House and Senate, and our government is so broken. I mean, you know, it's divided 50-50 in the United States Senate with Kamala Harris breaking the tie. So Congress is in a state of, it's just broken. There's no consensus anymore. In fact, people don't even agree on facts. I mean, I was banned from Twitter. I mean, Project Veritas is banned from Twitter. For what? I mean, because I quote people? I mean, the CNN tapes from a month, remember those? The Charlie Chestnut? That was me relaying to you what the guy said. He said, death sells. He says, we want more people to die so we can have higher ratings on CNN. This is what this guy was saying.
Okay.
And by the way, he's still on Twitter, and I've been banned for quoting him.
You
can't even make this shit up, all right? So you say, what is Congress going to do? Half of people in Congress want me banned on Twitter, okay? And when you recognize just how broken it all is, you can't look to government to solve your problems. You cannot look to politicians to solve your problems. You have to look to yourself. You have to ask the people. And frankly, I think Congress should be wearing hidden cameras as long as it's legal, and I have to check into that, and record what's going on in lobbying and record what's going on in the Capitol building. Wow. I think we need a movement of brave souls who are willing to blow the whistle on all of these institutions, media companies, tech companies, government, political corruption, judges, if they're taking bribes. Mm-hmm. We have to expose these things.
Yeah,
because it's the only thing that matters is to educate the people. Because if the people had any idea about how broken it all was, there would be an uprising, which is precisely what we need in our republic, a constitutional uprising.
Let me ask you this here. When you look at some of these networks and how they push the pandemic and kept showing the numbers of deaths, is there any way that the public can sue these people for pushing that particular propaganda? They never really told us how many people were surviving. Everything was about dying. They never really told us about the hydroxychloroquine when President Trump said, okay, this here could possibly work. They took this pandemic and weaponized it against the American people. Is there any way possible the American people can sue these networks?
Well, I think you can. Yes. I mean, if you're defamed, you can sue. I mean, I'm sure you two have been defamed one point or another, lied about by the media. I think I saw you in Congress under oath. Good for you going back after these politicians. I'm suing the New York Times, CNN, and Twitter for lying about me. Every day, people are lied about in this country by these large media organizations. But the problem with lawsuits is that they're so damn expensive. I mean, my New York Times lawsuit, I've already spent probably $500,000 just to get to the past the motion to dismiss phase, right? So most people can't afford it. It's difficult. It's complicated. It takes years of your life. So I think it's a challenge, but my vision is 50 lawsuits against the New York Times for defamation. And we got to depose these reporters under oath on video and ask them, why did they lie? And that's what we're going to do. Wow. It's just not easy. But if you are someone who has been lied about and you've got the right situation, we will even represent you. I mean, Project Veritas is willing to represent people in lawsuits. Yes.
Whoa, wow, that's amazing.
I like that concept.
That's good to know.
Because I'm telling you, they lied on us. They called us conspiracy theorists because we used our critical thinking to think about certain things, especially when they told us that Black people were disproportionately affected, but they denied therapeutic medicine that could have treated Black people. Mm-hmm. And so when we look at all of this, I'm like, this is crimes against humanity. And the thing is, the media is in on it. So I appreciate you exposing. And I also appreciate the journalists that's coming forward because they don't want to be part of the shenanigans. They don't want to be, they choose not to be part of the lies anymore.
That's right. And I thought as journalists, their deal or job is to tell the truth, to give us facts about what it is that they're finding out, not hide the facts or hide the solution just to push a left-wing narrative.
Right.
That's right. And you mentioned people that don't want to live by lies, and that's what Ivory Hecker, she doesn't want to live by lies, and they follow their conscience. You know, to them, it's not really a choice. They don't have a choice. They have to do it. It's a choiceless choice. And I think, you know, it's really the heroes of our society are the school teachers and the nurses and the engineers and these people that are anonymous. And I think that they can expose what's going on. I can tell you, I've gotten so many messages from people inside media companies that are so, they're so outraged and they feel trapped. And I think what Ivory did is so inspirational to them because it shows them a different way forward. You really want to live this life that's fake, phony? You want to play into the propaganda, or do you want to do something about it?
Right.
And when we die, you know, we have to think about what we've done in this life to help mankind and the truth matters. Do you want to live by lies or do you want to try to support the truth? So thank God for Ivory, because I can report to you that we have over a dozen people inside media companies reaching out to us. And in fact, I think someone's going to come out next week from another TV station.
Okay, James, that's been my biggest pet peeve here, especially when it comes down to Jim Crow Joe impersonating a president, because we know good and Sam Ham well that he didn't get 81 million votes, or he didn't get more black votes than the black president, Barack Hussein Obama. We know this, but it feels like to me they want us living under this illusion, delusion, and they want to silence us. Like, you can't say nothing. You can't speak about this. But for 4 years and over $40 million, they push Russia collusion, Russia, Russia, Russia. But then they don't want to investigate what happened in the 2020 election. And I feel like all of this is fake. All of this is a lie. And they want us to just shut up and just go along with this lie.
Well, are you going to shut up? I mean, that's the choice that you have. I think you have the choice not to shut up. There's consequences to actions, both good and bad. So if I choose not to shut up, they've banned me from social media. And I think, on the topic of shutting up, our account was banned on Twitter. And I know that by reporting this information, it's going to potentially blackball me or not allow me to go on certain programming or go on certain tech companies. And I make the decision that I'm going to tell the truth no matter what the consequence, but I'm not going to make statements without evidence.
Right.
And I think, you know, the story we did in Minnesota on ballot harvesting, that was actually video proof of those Somali Americans saying, here are all my ballots. I have all these dozens of ballots. I'm hustling until 2 a.m. collecting these ballots. That's against the law what that guy was doing.
That's right.
And I published that, and the New York Times said that I was, quote, making claims without evidence.
And so these people,
and then Facebook banned my video because the New York Times made that statement.
Yeah. So I think like what happened in Georgia. We saw them continually putting the same ballots back through the
top. We got to get the evidence. I obtained that video from an insider in Minneapolis who gave me that recording of Muhammad from a Snapchat, private Snapchat video. Uh-huh. We got to get the evidence, because if we don't have evidence or we don't have a whistleblower on the record, then we don't have anything. And we have to show people, not ask them to believe us, but we have to show them with their own eyes and ears. You know, I'm a big fan of, if you haven't reread 1984, which is the book by George Orwell since high school, read it again. He says, they tell you to disobey the evidence of your own eyes and ears. It's their most essential commandment. You should not believe your own eyes and ears. Well, I want you to believe your own eyes and ears. I want you to trust your eyes and ears. So I think we need evidence. And the only way we're going to get it is we have people come forward. VeritasTips@protonmail.com. Be brave and do something. Stand up. Choose not to live by lies. Come forward. You'll be free. You'll feel better about yourself. Follow your conscience, follow your heart, tell the truth. And I really admire Ivory for what she did. And I think she's inspiring so many more.
Yes, she is.
Amazing.
And you talk about Twitter, don't you worry about it, because you tend to trend a whole lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trending on Twitter every story, even though I'm banned from Twitter.
Right. It's the craziest thing.
Trending on Twitter yesterday and the day before. And I think, you know, we do this thing now where we get other people to tweet out our videos on Twitter, and you probably see that, right? So they can ban us, but it ain't going to stop us, because the video evidence is the most powerful thing.
Right. Listen, James O'Keefe, listen, if anyone wants to get involved, want to report some things that they see, how do they get in contact with you?
That's Veritas Tips. That's spelled VERITAS tips@protonmail.com. And you can send us a Instagram DM. We're still on that. You could send us a Signal message. Our number is on our Instagram account. You can call us at our website. All the information's up there. So we just ask, you know, you got a huge audience. So people work in government, media, you work for a TV station, a tech company, just call us. We have a helpline. I actually call it a hope line, not a helpline. Wow. I got people in my building here who are at their phones 24/7 talking to people right now as we shift our focus at Project Veritas from simply undercover investigations to helping these whistleblowers go public and, wow. and helping them.
James wow. O'Keefe, we really appreciate you a whole lot.
Yes.
I mean, from the first time I met you and now it's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
I'm like, you are doing your thing. And thank you so much for being the voice for the voiceless and letting mm-hmm. people know, don't be afraid of this. Stand up and fight for what you believe in.
That's right.
Thank you all so much. Thank you for all that you do.
Yes.
And we really appreciate you.
And thank, please continue tweeting. You guys are still up there. So keep sharing our stuff. We appreciate it.
Yes, we will.
Thank you, Diamond Silk.
What a great show. Listen, yes. don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so each time we drop a new episode, mm-hmm. you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get the book at DiamondSilkBookstore.com.
And if you would like to be a sponsor of this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@DiamondAndSilk.com. That's info@DiamondAndSilk.com. Don't forget to check us out over there at Chatit, ChatIt.com. And don't forget to give us a review. And a 5-star will do.
So listen, we was just coming to give y'all the 2-1-1. We call it the 2-1-1 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Uh-huh.
Listen.
Listen.
We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
So we must support him.
That's right.
Now that's Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to head over there to mypillow.com, purchase anything on the site,
mm-hmm.
and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to mypillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at mypillow.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silk, it sounds like you save a lot. So head over there to mypillow.com. Today's podcast is being sponsored by Footsteps in the Past.
An American-based business where everything is made in America.
Footsteps in the Past, your custom creations
mm-hmm.
from marriage proposals that you can cherish forever.
To lost loved ones' messages from old personal letters. So be sure to head over there to footstepsinthepast.com.
And receive up to 15% off your entire order by using code DS21. That's footstepsinthepast.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm gonna pass the savings directly on to you. Go to MyPillow.com right now to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you can get my premium MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now just $29.98, the lowest price ever.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.